This is Taylor Talk, the number one Taylor Swift podcast, brought to you by TaylorTalk.org. Hey everyone, this is episode 59 of Taylor Talk. I am Adam.
I'm Maya.
I'm Diane.
And Steve.
Wait a sec. Who was that second name?
It's Maya, I'm back.
Yay! Hey, heyo. Oh, Maya's back with us, finally. You've been gone for a while. Welcome back.
Thank you.
So, as everybody heard, we have a brand new intro to the show. We're really excited and hope you like it. But for now, Diane's going to give us the news. So, Diane, take it away, please.
Taylor Swift will perform at the 2013 Billboard Music Awards, and these are happening at the MGM Grand Arena in Las Vegas, Nevada. In addition to performing, Taylor is also nominated for the Billboard Milestone Award, which honors artists whose amazing achievements on the Billboard charts in the past year have exemplified originality and skill. She is nominated alongside Justin Bieber, Bruno Mars, Miguel, the band Perry, and Pitbull. The nomination process is fan-voted, so make sure to go and vote at billboard.com/milestone. Also, make sure to watch the entire 2013 Billboard Music Awards on May 19th on ABC. And finally, Taylor recently tied in the 10th place for most top 40 Hot 100 hits with the Rolling Stones and Marvin Gaye, all three with 41 songs making the list.
Cool. Thanks for that, Diane. That's an impressive list for Taylor to be on. It's topped by Elvis and also features like the Glee cast, the Beatles, Madonna, like just some huge names. So I think it's really impressive that Taylor's on that top 10 list now.
That's pretty crazy. But we kind of discussed that last week a little bit, just how much Taylor's really come along and some of the records she's breaking, and the sky's the limit.
Yeah, we should get her up to number one, yeah?
Heck
definitely,
yeah.
Let's do it.
We'll do our part.
Cool. Thanks for the news, Diane. Steve, what's been going on tour?
Okay, well, on April 18th, Taylor was in Atlanta, Georgia. They did Shoulda Said No as the acoustic song. She was in Atlanta, Georgia again on the 19th, where she did 15 as the acoustic song. And Adam, I'm going to give a shout out to you on this one. Last week we discussed about the special guests that were there in Atlanta last year. The Usher was there and T.I. And you kind of thought that actually B.O.B. was there. But actually we found out he was down, I think, in Texas. But now B.O.B. has performed with Taylor in Atlanta. It just happened to be on the Red Tour and not the Speak Now Tour. So props to you for your crazy mind thing there. I don't know. That's good.
Thank you. Well, Steve, the reason I thought that on the last one is because if you look at B.O.B.'s Twitter handle, it's at B.O.B. ATL. ATL standing for Atlanta. So I assume he's from there, which I'm not 100% sure.
He is.
On,
he's actually from Decatur, Georgia.
Okay. Yeah, so he's from that Georgia area. So, I mean, that explains where my confusion came from, but at least he did it on this tour, so I got something right.
You're smart there, Adam. At least I'll give you credit for that.
Thanks, Steve. Well,
and then on April 20th, Taylor was down in Florida, in Tampa, and she did I Almost Do as the acoustic song. She'll be finishing up the month of April, going to Cleveland, Ohio on April 25th, then on to Indianapolis, Indiana on the 26th, and then finally Lexington, Kentucky on April 27th.
Cool. So, you know what? Something, I don't know, I want to get your guys' opinion on. I saw something on Twitter. Did Taylor actually ever announce any international tour?
I don't believe she has yet.
No, she hasn't done. She hasn't announced anything yet.
Okay, I think somebody on Twitter is making stuff up then.
Wouldn't be the first time.
There's someone, some source posted that, like, it was like a tweet from some, like, update Twitter that was like, we heard from a source that Taylor's going to announce international dates in a few weeks, and everyone lost their minds. So it might be totally not even true.
Well, fair enough. I guess, thanks for clearing that up for me. I hope that cleared it up for some other people as well. Maya.
Yeah.
Since you haven't been here in, I don't know, like the last 20 episodes.
It's only
she
been
has
like
not
three
missed
or
that
four.
Much.
Come on.
It's been like three.
It feels like it's been a long time. We've missed you. Why don't you give us our first mini segment?
Okay. Our first one is from Fearless Love Story on Taylor Connect. And they said, you know you're a Swiftie when whenever you see the word Swift, you have an awkward, excited, happy moment.
This next one is also from Taylor Connect, and it's from Swiftopia Party Planner. And they said, if Swifties ruled the world, the best duo would be Taylor Swift music and chocolate. I 100% agree with that. Just saying.
I don't eat chocolate.
Well, you're missing out.
No. It's gross.
No, it's not. You don't like anything. You don't like Diet Coke. You don't like chocolate. You probably don't like teddy bears and hugs either.
I don't like Steve.
Oh.
Kidding.
Well, that's too bad because Steve has to read the next one, so you better like him to read the next mini segment.
Oh, I like Steve again.
Okay, here we go. Okay. You know you're a Swiftie when you listen to Starlight so many times you accidentally managed to teach yourself to play it on the piano. And that was sent via email from Martha.
Cool. Thanks for all those submissions, guys. Keep them coming. For our main discussion, we actually got an email from Martha, who just had that last mini segment, who asked, who should Taylor Swift collaborate with next? And I'm not really sure if she's referring to a studio collaboration, like to go on an album or another collaboration on Red Tour or what. But for the purpose of the conversation, I thought it would be kind of cool if we chatted about who we think Taylor should do a studio collaboration with next. So I wanted to start off by kind of discussing, why does an artist collaborate in the first place? So do you guys have any thoughts on that?
Well, one of the things is you get different voices that actually work very well together. You know, it's like making cookies and, you know, you put in chocolate chips and that goes well with the sugar and everything else like that. Just mixing things together and having a great sound. So there's specific artists that will have a good sound with someone that kind of contrasts them, I think, would be the thing that would make it good.
Sort of in the same vein, I think people will collaborate if they're sort of trying to branch out and get like a different sound than they usually have, but like not totally like make the big step of doing it on their own. They're kind of like bringing someone else's music into theirs and like making a slightly different sound.
I think you're right. I think it also exposes audiences to new artist, really. Like, you know, Taylor can take her audience to another artist and that artist takes their audience to Taylor. So I think it's kind of cool that artists collaborate. And of course, in the past, Taylor has done several collaborations. Speaking to what you said, Maya, I think that whole cross-genre concept really fits in with both of us that she did with B.O.B.
Thug Story with T-Pain.
Thug Story. It's a thug story. Can you handle that? Did I get the lyrics right?
I think you totally butchered those lyrics, but I'm still waiting. They should put that on an album or perform it live. Hopefully T-Pain shows up at a show. Because
that would be incredible. Oh my gosh.
Right. Now, something interesting I've kind of noticed with her past collaborations, speaking to what you said, Steve, about artists sort of contrasting each other and that's what makes it work together, the only female collaboration I think that Taylor has done was Breathe with Colby Calais. I think every other one has been with a male singer, unless I'm mistaken.
That's pretty much all I know, too, at least from the studio albums. And I think that kind of is the fact that the sounds, as much as you'd like to hear two female voices, that doesn't always work. I mean, I guess you could say technically the Civil Wars, because you actually had Joy's voice on there going along with Taylor.
Right. Jumping into the question that Martha actually asked us, though, who do you think Taylor is going to collaborate with in the future, or rather, who would you want to see her collaborate with?
I want her to collaborate with Maroon 5, personally. I mean, that's just me, but I think that would be cool.
I think her voice would sound great, you know, going up against Adam Levine. That would be a good one.
Yeah. And she talked about how she wanted to do that, so I think that would be really cool.
Right. Diane, who do you think Taylor could collaborate with in the future?
You know what? I have seen her rap in certain, you know, she rapped with Nicki Minaj at the Speak Now show in LA. So I kind of want to see Taylor try her hand at rapping in the studio, because I think that'd be really cool. I mean, she's not awful. Like, I think that would be really different and kind of cool to hear.
See, here's the thing with rapping for me is when she did Both of Us with B.O.B., you know, Taylor's audience really embraced B.O.B. Like, I didn't listen to B.O.B. before, and to be honest, I actually never listened to him after. I've only ever listened to Both of Us. But I feel like B.O.B.'s audience started ridiculing Taylor, like, get back to country and get away from rap and stuff like that. And I don't want to see that effect happen again.
Well, I don't think, like, I mean, I don't care if she raps. I don't think Maya cares. I don't think Steve cares. And I don't think you care. So, I mean, I kind of am of the thought, like, I don't really care what other people think if they're not fans of Taylor. Because I think her fans are going to support her no matter what, and they would support her if she wants to rap. So, I mean, I don't think we would see any kind of backlash like the backlash you're thinking of.
Perhaps not.
I think part of that goes to the point that people don't always like to see other people jump into something new. You know, you see it a lot where, like, someone that is in music then tries to get into acting, and then there's a lot of backlash. It's like, oh, they're a horrible actor or actress, you know. Because it's like,
or Michael Jordan trying to play baseball.
Right, exactly. That's a perfect example. Where, you know, you think Michael Jordan was like the greatest player to ever play basketball. It's like, he can do no wrong. He did Space Jam. It was great. Everything. And then all of a sudden it's like, hey, he wants to play basketball. Oh, he's not that good. So that happens a lot. And I think that would be the problem. And maybe the backlash that you would see is that people would say, you know, hey, well, you're not that great of a rapper. You know, there are people that rap their entire lives that, you know, they've worked very hard at it, and you just think you can hop in our genre and, you know, do this. But it's a tough thing, because you also want to be universal. You want people that maybe not be your normal fans to put yourself out there and say, hey, I'm going to give my best shot at this, and hopefully you guys like it. I mean, that's what artists are trying to do. They're trying to entertain us and give us something new and different. You can't just do the same thing all the time, because people get bored and they move on to somebody new.
Well, I think that's part of what Taylor went for with Red, which is why it does lead me to believe that she may look into doing some sort of rap collaboration, something very different from what she's done. Because like you said, she herself said, I don't want my fans to get bored. I don't want them to, I believe she even said it was like one of the scariest thoughts of having people say, oh, she always sounds the same. And so I think she may be interested in different genres like that.
Well, I would agree. I mean, you always see her, you know, even mentioned through Twitter and that, you know, this artist and that artist. And, you know, she was one of the first people here in the United States to really kind of push, you know, Nicki Minaj in terms of the super bass. I mean, that was kind of what made
super
Nicki bass
Minaj
take
like,
off.
Yeah, Nicki Minaj, like, credits her with making that song popular.
And look at her now, a judge on American Idol, judging other people singing.
All because of Taylor.
So, Steve, did you have any thoughts then on who you would like to see Taylor collaborate with?
There is a ton of people that I would love to see her collaborate with. Some of them make sense. Some of them maybe don't. First off on the list, I'm gonna start old school for a bit. In terms of a female, I would say Carole King.
I could see that.
That could be interesting. I mean, I don't know if recording something together, but like a duet. I could see like an award show duet or something like that.
I mean, Carole King is one of those people. First off, she did sing with James Taylor, who James Taylor actually sang with Carole King, You Got a Friend. So that would be one thing right there, because up in New York City during the Speak Now tour, she did sing with James Taylor. So, you know, and she's familiar with Carole King. She's actually tweeted pictures of the Tapestry album, which is like the definitive greatest album, pretty much a female album. It's one of the best ever. And actually, if you've seen the album before, I actually have it on vinyl. On the cover, there is a picture of a cat. So you can guarantee that they're going to get along right away. But in terms of Tapestry, I mean, there's a lot of hits on that album. And the Tapestry album held the record for the most weeks as number one for a female artist for over 40 years, until actually Adele's 21 passed it up in 2012. So, I mean, it's a massive female album, and you got to think about Taylor, how she's changed music and represented females in the music industry. So that would be a great collaboration, in my opinion.
Okay. So you started old school. Let's move more modern, because I don't know how many people are necessarily familiar with Carole King, because I'm not.
Well, she even used the arm lyrics. She used the arm lyrics for You Got a Friend when she was in, I think, New Zealand. Come on, Adam. You got to stay up on this stuff.
You got to brush up on your Carole King.
And your Taylor Swift. All right. I'll go something that you're more familiar with. And actually, this is when this person came out with their music, it was actually one of the first times, like, I really was like, this is awesome. And that was Britney Spears. I think that would be a great collaboration.
Really?
That would be funny.
Oh.
That would be cool.
I don't know. That would be a little... I don't know how that would work, because...
But Britney Spears doesn't actually sing.
She's so much more, I guess, like, dance right now, or, like, I don't know, techno. Like, she doesn't necessarily sing. Like, the last song that she came out with... I mean, it sounds like she's just talking in it. I don't remember what that song is called, but it's not... It's not the right genre, I don't think.
Well, hang on a sec, though, Diane. Before you finish that thought, one of the things I was thinking, if you guys remember, way, way back last summer, the first time I heard I Knew You Were Trouble, I associated that in my mind with a Britney Spears style. So Taylor can pull off that style. There's even a little bit in the chorus there of I Knew You Were Trouble where Taylor is a little bit auto-tuned the way Britney Spears does it, that very sort of robotic sound.
Right.
So I don't think it's out of whack, a Britney Spears collaboration.
Adam, you're not off base at all, and that's actually where this whole collaboration idea came about here. Especially, I Knew You Were Trouble was a prime example. Now, if you guys remember who actually were the producers of that and the writers of that song, Taylor did that with Max Martin and Shellback. Now, Shellback actually has done a lot of songs for Britney Spears.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so maybe
that's
true. Influenced by that, or he, I guess, drew that from his background. And but I mean, like, I just can't see them going together very well, because Britney, she kind of dances kind of risque / sexy, and I can't see Taylor really going that route right now.
But Diane, did you see the music video for I Knew You Were Trouble?
I did.
It's very not Taylor Swift in terms of your stereotype of Taylor Swift.
Right, but it's not very Britney Spears either. Like, she's got her whole body covered. You know what I mean?
I really hope that we don't have any Britney Spears fans that listen to this podcast, because I think they are no longer going to like Diane.
No, I'm not saying that there's anything bad with Britney Spears. I love her music. I'm a super big Britney Spears fan, but I don't think they go together very well.
All right, well, let me try one more collaboration, because obviously that one didn't go over very well for at least Diane.
No, sorry.
Think it went over fine. But Steve, before you move on, I want to make perhaps a bold prediction here.
Uh-oh.
Based on what you said about Martin and Shellback writing for Britney Spears and a lot of those 90s artists and things like that, and now collaborating so much in terms of songwriting with Taylor on Red, on the next album, I would not be surprised to see collaborations, because Taylor is trying to change everything up just a little bit with every album that she comes out with. Everyone's been different from the past, and that could be something she does differently, is an entire album of collaboration, or not necessarily all collaborations, but, you know, heavily focus on some collaborations.
Instead of
that,
like, one or two.
That could be the next step. What?
Instead of, like, one or two collaborations, you're looking for, like, you know, about half the album worth of collaboration somewhere in that neighborhood.
Exactly. That could be the next step. Now, if the next album comes out after Red in, what, another year and a half, and I'm wrong, forget I said anything. But if I'm right, you remember what I said today.
We'll have to bring this back up and be like, you got to listen to this. Listen to Adam. He's so smart. He figured this out a year or two ago.
Oh, Steve, you're making me blush.
It's all good. All right, you want me to try my one last collaboration?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Okay. Hot Shell Ray.
Yes.
I'm supportive of that. Yes.
Song that did it for me was 22. When I heard 22 the first time, I was like, this could almost be like a Hot Shell Ray song. Just kind of had that same sort of beat
going
on.
You could do like a mashup of like 22 and Hung Up. I mean, the lyrics don't make sense, but the melodies totally would.
I've seen some of those mashups too. I wish I knew how to do that. I tried to mess around one day and it sounded horrible when I tried to pull it off.
Oh.
And didn't she had them as a guest on Speak Now Tour, didn't she?
Yeah, in LA.
Yeah.
And also when they went over to Australia, toured with her in Australia.
Oh, they opened for her. That's
correct.
Right.
So that would be cool. Her with Hot Shell Ray. I think that would be fun. They could come up with some really like catchy, silly, fun song.
And that could be on par with her history really too, because like, I mean, it's kind of switched history, but she did the collaboration with Ed Sheeran and now he's opening for her. Hot Shell Ray opened for her. Maybe they'll do a collaboration with her now.
Maybe.
I believe they're friends, aren't they? Taylor and Hot Shell Ray?
I mean, they would have to be.
Yeah,
after
I think so. I think
they
went on tour and everything.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's how they ended up on tour together, is because they were already friends. But don't quote me on that in case I'm wrong. Which happens from time to time, unfortunately.
Well, I'm sure they're...
Really?
Yes, Steve, really. So you guys want to hear who I think?
Go for
it. Yes, Adam.
Do it, Adam.
So this is going to be like, everyone's going to be like, oh, really? But based on recent history, I almost feel like saying Florida Georgia Line.
Oh, really? Just kidding. No, that...
maybe.
I think that'd be cool.
This is why I kind of say it, is there's a few different reasons. One is Taylor obviously tweeted about them, you know, several months back and really likes the song Cruise and is really into that. Obviously, she's having them open for her on tour. And then the other reason being, you know, earlier we were talking about the purpose of collaborations, and a lot of it has to do with bringing your audience to another artist, and Taylor's got a much bigger audience than they do, and they are conveniently on the same record label as her. So I think it would be a smart business move as well to build them up.
Well, technically not the same record label. It's the same label group.
It's the same label group.
Yeah, but I mean, for the purpose of the conversation, it's all the same business. Yeah, one's, they're what, Republic and Taylor is Big Machine, but...
Right, but they all fall under Big Machine label group, so I see where you're going with that.
Exactly. For the purpose of the conversation, I'm keeping it in terms of a company, as a whole company. They're in the same category, and Taylor boosting their popularity, boosting their sales, boosting everything for them would benefit the entire label group.
I mean, I think it could even be good for her, just because I feel like this album kind of took her away from country a good amount. And if she wanted to get back into it, maybe collaborating with this group that's, you know, kind of like churning out number ones, like it's nobody's business. Like, you know, that could be good for her too.
Right, which was my other point, is bringing her back to country as well. But I think that's a likely possibility. I would like to see it at least, because I am obsessed with Cruise. It's on repeat
there,
in my car.
That whole album is wonderful. It's just so fun to listen to. It's all so catchy. It's great.
I need to check out the rest of the album.
You
then,
really do.
I
it's like a whole album
anything.
Of Cruise-type songs. It's wonderful.
All right. I dig it. Now, here's a question. Maya, you seem to be the biggest fan of Florida Georgia Line. Do they write their own music?
They, the guys co-wrote, I want to say... between, I think around half of the songs on the album, maybe a little more than half. So they don't write any on their own, but they co-write that.
Okay. Because that was one of the things I was wondering, because I feel like looking back at Taylor's past collaborations, that's almost like a prerequisite for her. She likes writing with those people as well as singing a duet with
them. Well, I bet the three of them could write something together.
Yeah, no, that's why I was asking you, because I didn't know if they wrote their own music or not. I'm not, like, a super fan. I just really like their one song. You know, like I said, I think, obviously, she wrote with Ed Sheeran for Everything Has Changed.
Yeah.
And I think, for the most part, I think she was definitely a co-write on both of us with B.O.B. So I think that's just kind of a thing for her. She likes to at least have a hand in the songs she sings.
Well, Adam, for the most part, I'm looking at the info here. There is no songs that they wrote on their own. They did write the majority of the songs.
Yeah, they didn't write any
with
other just songwriters. The two of them, but they co-wrote a bunch of them.
I mean,
well, that'd be perfect then, because Taylor is a songwriter, so that can be their co-write.
Yeah, so like I think the three of them together, because I mean she's ridiculously good at writing, and I mean all the songs on their album are very catchy and good, so. I think they could do something.
It would almost be like she's mentoring them.
Yeah.
She's like, this is how we do it, guys. This is how we do it here at Big Machine, all right?
But I also think that Taylor has learned that writing your own songs is not always the answer. You know, you have the ability to do that, and it's like, you know, you can be proud to say, hey, you know, I wrote every single one of these songs. But I think she's learned that having people that have focused in on that as songwriters and producers and write with her actually brings more of her creative ideas out too, to write and produce better songs.
That's true. Cool. So I'm glad we had this discussion, guys. Like I think there's some good ideas. Maybe some of these ideas will get back to Taylor and she'll listen to us. What do you think?
Let's hope so. Cool.
That'd be it would awesome. Be.
I doubt it, though. Sorry, I threw out a hopeful thought.
You never know.
That's okay. So let's move on to another round of Wheel of Taylor. Because I only have one question prepared, we're going to do a lightning round that is all three of you against each other. Uh-oh. And whoever answers it first wins.
Oh, geez. Okay.
Oh, man.
It's on, guys.
You ready for this lightning round?
So much pressure right now. Okay.
Maya, I sense a hint of sarcasm in your voice.
No, like, I'm serious. I'm feeling all the pressure.
Maya's probably going to win. Watch. She's so smart. She knows her Taylor stuff.
I got the internet up right now. I'm ready to search it.
No, Steve, that's cheating. You can't.
Well, Steve, that's why it's a lightning round. You have to answer it quickly.
Well, I can type pretty quickly.
Well, but if we hear you typing, we know, and then you're going to be disqualified.
All right, here it goes. Ready?
Yes.
Where did Taylor spend time on her 22nd birthday that you would probably not expect her to be celebrating?
At the bar.
Las Vegas?
No.
I have no idea.
Steve's out.
not expect her?
I don't remember what she did for her birthday.
Think in terms of this way. Where would you not want to be on your birthday?
Where would I not want to be?
There's a lot of places.
Wait, wasn't she working?
Yes! Ding, ding, ding! She was in the studio working on Red.
But she would probably love to do that, though.
Yeah.
I don't think that's something she would be like, ah, oh, geez, I have to go record one of my songs today.
Then I just remembered that she tweeted, and she was like, in the studio on my birthday, and everyone was like, oh my god, you're so dedicated.
Diane, you were right. Maya did get it.
Yeah, see?
She remembered the tweet and everything.
Wow.
But yeah, she was in the studio on her 22nd birthday, which, I mean, I guess that's cool that she has a job that she actually enjoys doing on her birthday, because I have never worked a day on my birthday, ever.
I have been to school on my birthday. That was not
me too.
Fun.
I've never worked on my birthday.
I always have to go to school on my birthday.
Well, Taylor worked on her birthday, and that was the answer to the question. So, Steve, she was not at a bar. Taylor doesn't do that. Come on.
Well, I know. That's what you could, well, you set up the question. It sounded that way. I hate this thing. It never works right. I'm not even, like, close to being right.
Poor Steve.
Steve, the next round, maybe, like, I'll specify questions to each host, and your question will be like, what is Taylor's last name?
so then Steve
just
can
so
finally
you can
get
one right.
I would appreciate that, Adam.
All right, I'll give you an easy question next week, Steve.
Sounds good.
Cool. So for episode 59, this has been Adam,
Maya,
Diane,
and Steve.
And don't forget, guys, to keep the mini segments coming in. You have a variety of ways to contact us. You can email us to taylortalk@taylorswift13.org, tweet us, Facebook us, or Taylor Connect us to taylortalk13. Or you could leave us a voicemail or text message to area code 240-31-SWIFT. And finally, you can also voicemail us directly on taylortalk.org. So we can't wait to hear from you guys. Thanks for sending those in. Remember, if you love us, go rate us on iTunes. Thanks, guys. See y'all next week. Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
See ya.
This podcast is not directly affiliated with Taylor Swift.